paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing today? How you doing, KK?
I can't complain. Yeah. I'm doing good. It's a busy week because I'm hosting Rally on the Runway tomorrow night for the Rally Foundation. If you don't know the Rally Foundation, they raise money for childhood cancer research. Dean is the CEO and founder.
Oh.
Who is that?
We'll give her a mic.
She got something to say.
I can't afford anybody else.
Dean is the founder and CEO, and she had a good friend who lost a son to childhood cancer. And she was constantly asking, like, what can I do? And her friend was like, find a cure. And so she started with the Rally Foundation.
Wow.
And it's been going on for years now. 93 cents to the dollar goes to childhood cancer research. So they're a phenomenal organization. And I love hosting this event every year. And the kids get to walk this runway with Atlanta Falcons football players. And it's just so sweet and so cool. And it's just a great night to raise a bunch of money to help these kids find a cure and better treatments.
Okay. Forehead is still looking great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's a little more tan thanks to Kaylee's wife, Erin, who got to see me naked in my kitchen last night.
Dude, mm-hmm. You are literally like you're a NASCAR with all these people working on you. Syringe in the forehead. Erin over. What sound would that make? I've never done that.
I don't know. What's it going to sound like when I go to Dillard's at Atlantic Station for them to fit me out for the event tomorrow night and put a dress on?
I don't have a fit sound in me.
Oh. That's what it's going to sound like in the dressing room
today. Don't you always want to fart in the dressing room? And it's like the worst spot.
Actually, no, I don't.
No, okay. No. Me neither.
I have.
Yeah.
There are a list of places that it's just worse than others. That's one. The car, of course.
Airplane is the worst.
Is the worst. Least you can sort. Nobody really knows it's you.
That's why I hate it.
And I got one from the other day. That's the worst. The absolute worst. Hot sauna is.
Oh my god, that's diabolical,
dude,
man.
You heated it up.
It's kind of a human microwave.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, while I was in there, one squeezed out, and it's trapped in there, man. And you're in there,
God.
And it's 150 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So it felt like hell, and then you decided to make it smell like hell.
You watching the dudes make faces, trying to figure out where it's coming from?
No, I have a sauna
it's just
in my
yours.
House now. Yeah,
oh,
downstairs.
No, that's cool. Yeah, let it go.
Hotboxed himself.
That's the worst now that I think about it. How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man.
How's the leg, dude?
Not great. That's my biggest hurdle in life right now. I had a super busy day yesterday. I got a busy weekend coming up, and obviously I didn't plan to be limping around everywhere, but it's rough. It's just gout is it I don't know when it's over type of thing. The foot was like 3 days. It hurt, was painful, was over. The knee, just lingering. It's like one day, it's not so bad. So I think I'm going to be all right. Then the next day I wake up, it hurts more, and I can't figure it out. So it's just day to day.
Yeah, and you're getting a real good snapshot of somebody that has like kind of chronic pain and can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Every day how it plays on physically, but emotionally and mentally also.
It starts to just get in the way of things that you want to do, and you're like, I can't believe I'm still dealing with this. Like, we went somewhere yesterday, and I had to go upstairs because the elevator wasn't working, and I literally had to tell people I'll meet you there. And I'm like, this is just, it's little things like that. It's a real inconvenience.
I'm so sorry, man. And what's the doctor saying? It's just time?
Just time. I'm going to start doing this cherry juice. They think that'll help. They're sending me remedies. They want me to keep taking the pain meds, but it's like the only way to truly get rid of the pain is to go take steroid shots, and I'm not doing that. I'm just giving it time.
Man. You and I will have a strong talk about pain meds also, man.
Yeah, no. I'm trying not to get too used to those either.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, but I love a good steroid shot.
I know. That was like my first time having one.
And
really? Yeah, I had no pain. But the doctor had to tell me, you don't feel it.
Right.
But it's still there. So don't start running track now. But it took all the pain away.
You feel like you can climb Mount Everest.
Seriously.
It's like, oh, They're the best.
And you can't take them all the time.
No, absolutely not.
How you doing, Abby?
I'm good. I feel like all week I've been gearing up for this weekend because I'm going to Nashville to celebrate the big 2-8. I feel like I've been training for some kind of yeehaw war. Like, I've gone to Pilates every day this week where I'm just, like, doing crunches, thinking about, like, how many drinks I'm going to get for free. So I'm like, keep pushing it, keep pushing it. Like, these abs aren't going to build themselves. And then, you know, I was, yesterday got a letter from the IRS, so then my fun, like, chill week was completely ruined because I guess I did my taxes wrong. So then I have to deal with that. So I got to get all the BS out of the way so I can enjoy myself on Broadway this weekend.
That notice from the IRS will freak you out every single time. I'll mess with that, man. I am way too small to go to jail.
It was terrifying. But then you call them and turns out the IRS is like really nice. Like, I talked to some dude named Chris yesterday. He was lovely.
Chris the IRS guy? I know that too.
Oh my God. Isn't he the greatest? Shout out to Chris from the IRS. So you did great yesterday.
You would think they would just pick up and be like, you know, bean counters or very straightforward. He was actually a pretty nice guy.
Oh my God, yeah. I was terrified because I'm like, oh, now I have to call this dude. I'm sure he's some like annoyed government man who has been talking to people about their taxes because it's, you know, it's tax season. So I'm like, I'm the last person. You know, I have this stupid question I have to ask about how to figure out how to handle this thing. And he was so lovely. He educated me on what had happened. I still don't know what I did wrong. So I'm going to have to call somebody else. But he was still nice about it. Love him. He's great. Shout out Chris from the IRS.
Is he single?
I don't get this. By the sound of his voice, I don't know if I'd be attracted to him.
Okay.
A little too old.
No, he just was too happy.
What the hell?
He's too happy.
Like, he's the kind of happy that I'm like, there's something wrong with you.
No, there's something wrong with you.
You're the problem.
You work for the IRS and you sound like that?
He has a job.
That means on drugs.
He's happy to have a job.
I know, right? Hey, the next time I call, can you sound a little more melancholy? And then I'd be way more motivated to get my taxes done.
Nobody is writing a romance novels about Chris, the happy man from the IRS.
Well, nobody's writing a romance novel about anybody from the IRS.
Facts.
What were you going to say?
My dude got a call from the IRS the other day, and I didn't even know they did this, but he said that they ran down. I guess he owed them some money, and he said they called him and they forced him to come into an office and literally ran down every place he had been in the last 6 months and asked him why he couldn't pay for that.
Come on.
He said, we saw you at the Knicks game on this day. We saw you at this restaurant on this day, but you can't pay us?
Really?
And he was like, the dude was just giving it to me, and he was right. So I didn't know what to say.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.